Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And, you know, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Quick shout out to all of the fall students, sports, with high school, college, et cetera. We want to wish everybody a safe and successful school fall season. We've got a great doubleheader today. David Lyons. He's my 2019 National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee classmate. He's known internationally for his work in both entertainment and fitness, especially with his founding of the Multiple Sclerosis Bodybuilding and Fitness Challenges. So he's up first, then Rich Dubin. He's the publisher of Lower Extremity Review, LER. The multidisciplinary magazine is celebrating its 10th anniversary. He's one of our newest supporters and sponsors on the Sports Doctor. And then it's the Sports Doctor's in and your emails. Let's jump right in. Let's welcome David Lyons to the Sports Doctor. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for having me.
You know, David, again, is this champion of the world of multiple sclerosis. He was diagnosed, I think it was 2006, and he's put together this incredible charity and foundation, this educational situation from so many different, with help with his wife, Kendra. Give us a little bit, David, background of you and your great work.
Well, you know, Doc, I've been in the fitness industry for over 40 years, and about almost 14 years ago now, I was diagnosed with MS, so it was natural for me to just battle this disease through fitness. And as a bodybuilder, you know, first thing I did, I headed back into the gym and started training and actually competed in a bodybuilding competition with MS when I was 50 years old. From that point, and that was the MS Bodybuilding Challenge, by the way. That was me challenging myself. But my wife, Kendra, who's an RN, you know, she said, Dave, this is really great for you and you're doing amazing things for yourself, but people are looking at you, and this is a great opportunity for us to shift from the MS Bodybuilding Challenge to shift into something we now call the MS Fitness Challenge, which was us helping other people all over the world with MS do what I did, and that's to battle the disease through fitness.
You know, David, what's interesting, of course, is the medical profession, you know, probably was half blindsided by your audacity to use fitness and bodybuilding to battle MS because of the fact that there was such little known still today with the value of exercise and healing, the value of exercise and or training when it comes to recovery. So I imagine that was also quite a challenge, which was your doctors initially say, gee, David, you know, you got to really, really back off. You got to take, you know, 3 hours of training in the gym. What are you, out of your mind? So you really have changed the situation so dramatically. And you're reaching out. Your charity reaches out, again, internationally. I know you've got this new training that you're hosting fairly soon. Tell us about that.
Well, we're actually in 25 countries, so I reach many, many countries where people didn't even understand how to help people with MS. So what we decided to do is to do what we're calling is our MS Fitness Challenge training camp, and that's the weekend of September 6th to 8th. And we're having people from all over the country and even Canada are coming in. These are people with MS. They're coming in to a weekend of a lot of education by some of our experts that are involved in our team, even Shauna Ferrigno, Lou Ferrigno's daughter, who's part of my team, will be there speaking about mindset and positive attitude with MS.
Next year, David. Next year, you got to get me on board. Remember we talked about my plug in sports podiatry. Yeah, you must have proper alignment and support and stability in all aspects of that balanced, challenging disease, which is why orthotics is so key and so important. What's the best shoe, et cetera, is part of my plug. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor here live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back over 10 years, and you could see who were the guests, what were the topics. You could listen. Actually, you can go back 30 years if I could dig up the reels-to-reels that might be in storage from when we did from years ago. We have a lot of followers, over 30,000 followers on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. I can't tell you how many guests, authors, doctors, therapists that we get from the Twitter world. We're talking with David Lyons, the founder of the multiple sclerosis, the bodybuilder and the fitness challenges. David, again, was inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. I'm still basking in that glow. I'm sure David also is, along with our friend Lance Dreher, who also was involved in that situation. I would imagine also you're, and I know you're involved with the founding partner of the National Fitness Hall of Fame Institute, but you have really also embraced that whole Hall of Fame in order to help spread some of the different things, again, that you're doing, and they're a big help in every aspect. Our friend John Figarelli and that great organization celebrating their 15th year.
Yeah, John, just a great guy. I mean, he's opened his arms to me and my charity. In fact, right now he's doing a little fundraiser for us through the National Fitness Hall of Fame. But it's been a great platform for us. And, you know, just being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame, as you know, is an honor. There's a very elite group of us that have been selected to be there. So, you know, it's just been a great blessing to be involved with that organization.
Yes. You know, by the way, David also, he received the Health Advocate Lifetime Achievement Award by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Everybody remember that name? I think it was in 2015. What's the best website, David, for people to go and find out all about you and the great work you're doing?
Well, it's msfitnesschallenge.com is the best way to see everything we're doing. It even will talk about our training camp that'll be here in September in Boise, Idaho. But another way of taking a look at what we're doing, if you have MS or if you're a trainer that wants to get involved with people with MS, is to go to our MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. And that's a closed group, really just for people that want to be involved with people with MS or do have MS that want to conquer the disease through fitness. We have over 5,700 people in that group, and we just started a year
ago. I know
you
brought a couple of those. Who are the colleagues you brought with you to the induction who are part of this, again, this elite group of highly fit individuals who help spread the word with you? Who came with you, David?
Well, our director of fitness, Jim Nolan, came,
right.
And then also our assistant director of fitness, Stephen Gloss, came. Both of these gentlemen have MS. Both of them are trainers. Stephen is pretty new to MS and training people. Jim has had MS for a long time and has also been a very, very knowledgeable and educated trainer. And, of course, my friend Tom Terwilliger, who is Mr. America, came just for support, and it was great having him there and seeing him again.
Now, of course, everybody's not a bodybuilder, and the let alone a champion bodybuilder. So when you're talking about helping to conquer MS through fitness, what are some of the key aspects of what you and your associates pay attention to when someone from MS says, you know, what are you talking about here? Is it a walking program? Am I doing barbells? Am I doing all sorts of aspects? Give us some of the bullet points, David, of what make up the program that you guys are so highly recommend.
Well, there are four keys to fitness with multiple sclerosis. There's mindset, there's exercise, there's nutrition, and of course alternative medicine, which is not the typical, hey, take MS drugs. This is different ways of taking natural steps to beating MS. But when we take someone in, it is very individualized. So what one person can do, maybe someone else can't. So you'll have people that are using walkers, that are in wheelchairs, and then you have other people with MS that are climbing mountains. So we specifically work with strength training for people, whether they're in a wheelchair or not, because without strength training, you cannot do any functional movements. We do stretching, we do functional movements. You know, there's a lot of things involved in it, but everything.
Yeah, you guys
is very
really work balance.
Particular.
You know, what's interesting. What's interesting, David, the number one thing you mentioned, which is one of the things for decades we have paid huge attention to on the Sports Doctor, is the mental game. And you mentioned it right off the bat. You talked about mindset. Again, we've also talked for years about holistic approaches of not only fighting diseases, but in the areas of wellness. You know, we're not talking about, because our culture, David, of course, you know, another pet peeve on the Sports Doctor is our culture is all day, every day, ad nauseum, is television advertisements of prescription drugs. It doesn't stop.
That's right.
So the idea of holistic addition, you know, the we used to say alternative medicine. Now I use the term complementary, so that nobody gets aggravated. You know,
that
they think they're going to be left out. So again, you can. I think that's a key point. You individualize the particular program, the particular level. I think the mind-opening fact that there could be people who really, really are doing quite well. How has, in this day and age, your wife, who I met, Kendra, you know, she's an RN, how has the medical, the physical therapy community, these kinds of communities, I would think they now are embracing you big time.
Well, yes, they are. But, you know, at the beginning and the onset of what I started doing, and you'll see this in a documentary that's coming out about me called the MS Fitness Challenge Road to 60, which is my journey to the age of 60 being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. You'll see doctors at the beginning of this documentary talking about how crazy I am and that they don't recommend what I'm doing. Now you see doctors reaching out to me saying, Dave, how can I help my patients? And they're asking me for advice and referring their patients to my group. So it's really way different now than it was 13, 14 years ago.
Yes, and I think that's a huge point. Again, the idea that exercise from 3 to 103 has a tremendous role. It's the new medicine. You know, it's the nutrition on one side and keep moving. Exercise, trying to stay fit regardless. But the fact that it's become such a big deal, I'm knocking on wood here somewhere, in the treatment of conditions, including some of these serious diseases, I think is, again, that alone I find tremendously commendable with what you've done, because I know the kind of resistance that you must have faced. Absolutely. Now, I know you guys pay big attention. You know, my colleague, my mentor, really, in the whole world of sports medicine, Bob Guida, trainer of champions, he would talk so much about balance and stability work and balance. And, of course, one of the biggest challenges of MS is balance. So you guys pay big attention to that. And what are some of the things you incorporate when you're talking about working on stability and balance?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, people typically don't train the same way I train people with MS. And I think that's what separated me. And I think that's really why I became known as the face of MS and fitness worldwide, is because I look at the body and I see where the inconsistencies are, where the balance issues are, where the coordination problems are. And I actually put weights on the ankles of people that I work with, and I teach them how to walk with them. I teach them how to step up on BOSU balls and step down. I teach them sitting, how to lift their legs with resistance to them. And because I do that, I'm getting people out of wheelchairs. I'm getting them to not be able to use walkers anymore or using their canes.
Yes, and you're a big rubber band guy like our background, aren't you? You like a lot of that rubber band resistance.
Resistance
all sorts
training.
Of different aspects.
Yes, whether it's resistance bands or whether it's resistance with cable equipment or free weights, everybody's different. So you have to look at each person. And some people, you just can't get them to be able to hold on to a weight. So the best thing is to use resistance bands. And we have a program called MS Workouts, which is msworkouts.com. And it's actually a service for people with MS where they can go on and look at over 100 different exercises using resistance bands. And this is working with a lot of people that are involved in neurology for MS. I'm involved with doctors and physical therapists and physical trainers that are involved in this program. But we take each person down the road that works for them at the level that they're at.
Where are you guys, David? Where are you, in Boise, Idaho?
I'm in Boise, Idaho. Yes. Yes, I am.
And you're everywhere. You know,
we've
got
a couple
place minutes left, David. Tell me a little bit for another minute or two about the new training coming up, and then you'll give us the website again before we run out of time. Give us another couple of pearls of this training where you're bringing people in from all over the country in September.
Well, they've got two full days of working with people and listening to people. We have our director of nutrition coming. Monica Paley will be talking about nutrition for MS. Again, we have Shauna Ferrigno coming, talking about the mindset. We have some very, very well-known people in the MS community that have beat this disease through fitness that will be speaking. These are all people on our team. And that will be Saturday. Even our doctor that's local, that is the alternative medicine doctor, Dr. Mark Vance, will be there speaking. And on Sunday, I'm personally bringing each one of the attendees into a gym and teaching them that the gym is not a scary place for them to be with MS.
You know, it's funny. It's huge. That's a big, big point of it. Again, when you talk about the mindset and you talk about the fact that people could not be scared that they're going to be getting hurt or they're going to be overdoing it. And the fact that, again, they're learning about the importance, how much this can really help people. When you're talking about having somebody who might be limited to a wheelchair, being able to get out of that, you're talking
right.
about people who can become much more mobile in so many different areas, then this becomes a big deal. And I imagine, again, the fact that these things take place is tremendous motivation, again, getting back to that mindset, not only of the individual who's dealing with MS, but their family and,
right.
you know, their relationships, because it's so difficult, especially with this long history of MS scaring people to death. David Lyons, he's the founder of the MS Bodybuilding Fitness Challenge. David, give me the websites again. People could find out about everything here.
Very easy. It's msfitnesschallenge.com on the web. On Facebook, it's MS Fitness Challenge Gym. Twitter is at MS Fit Challenge. And we have our at MS Fitness Challenge Instagram as well.
Fantastic. All right, David, I want you to hold on, please. Everybody, we'll be right back, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Rich Dubin. He's the publisher of Lower Extremity Review, LER magazine, the multidisciplinary magazine, celebrating the 10th anniversary. He's our newest show sponsor. Thanks, Rich, for your support. You know, Rich has started 4 successful magazines for the medical, consumer, health, and technology marketplaces. He was the previous publisher of Biomechanics. Now the magazine celebrating the 10th year, LER, Lower Extremity Review. Hey, Rich, welcome to the Sports Doctor. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks so much, Dr. Bob. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
Give us a little bit of background on you and LER magazine.
Okay, so I've been, as you already indicated, I've been in publishing for about 30 years. I got an opportunity out of school to sell some advertising to a local clinical publication. Did quite well. I was recruited by another publication in podiatry. Then a few years later, we started a magazine in the technology field, followed that up with the predecessor, I guess you'd say, to LER, which was Biomechanics. Unfortunately, at that time, I didn't have any equity. And, you know, I was young, and I thought it would go on forever. And the owner sold it for $3.2 million, and I got 1 week's pay, a handshake, and a new employer. I'm sure that's happened to many people listening. I went to work for corporate, did that for 12 years, and decided that I really needed to be on my own. So in 09, I went back to my roots and started LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, and I was able to fill a void that, because when I left Biomechanics, they immediately folded, so I was able to fill that void with something a little more targeted on the lower extremity. Biomechanics, when corporate bought it, they went upper extremity, and, you know, you can't talk about hands and wrists and necks and elbows and kind of put that in with your feet. I think they're two separate. They're two different extremities, as we'd say.
Yeah. Hey, so, from one extreme to another. And again, what really makes LER special also, Rich, is the multidisciplinary approach and the fact that you bring together so many different professions, whether it's physical therapy, podiatry, orthopedic surgery, chiropractic medicine, personal training, in all aspects of the lower extremity, where preventing problems is a big area with you guys. The highest level of sports medicine and sports performance is a big area with you guys, and all different ages. And I'm really glad to see. Wow, 10 years, did it fly by? Congratulations.
I know. It really did. It was, you know, I take a look back, and it's like a decade. And not to mention that when I started LER, people, it was in July of 09, which was the middle of recession, and there were a lot of naysayers. But fortunately for us, I had some tremendous relationships both on the advertising side as well as the editorial side. We had tremendous contributions, and it's basically the collaboration between, you know, our editorial advisory board, our advertisers, our writers, editors, designers, our production managers. it's everybody put together that's made this possible.
And, yes, and you've given
a
great forum.
And we were able to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've given a great forum. I've been fortunate to write numerous articles for you guys. We had the guest editorial a couple of months ago. We're talking about the book and the area, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and the whole world of youth sports fitness. And I know, again, you pay so much attention to that. And, again, bringing together all the different disciplines, I think, is such an important point. Even the word biomechanics all those years ago, you know, functional movement and all aspects that go into it is such a big deal. So I would imagine that there's tremendous cooperation regarding the medical world, sports medical world, the physical therapy world, because you guys are educators.
There is. And the interesting part of that is that we don't play turf wars, right? So we're not, because we're not a quote-unquote vertical publication hitting the individual specialty, we're able to cross over the disciplines. You know, let's face it, there's a lot of crossover, right? Whether it be physical therapy and ortho or orthotists, or whether it be, you know, chiropractic and orthopedic surgeons, or athletic trainers and orthopedic surgeons, or podiatrists and orthopedic surgeons. There's a lot of crossover that takes place. And
yeah, you must have good balance,
ways.
Rich. You got good balance walking that fine line, my friend.
Listen, you have to, right? Yeah. I mean, it's true. And you know, it all comes down to understanding the community and delivering the content that everyone takes ownership in. So it's not just, you know, we're not talking about something that just specifically reaches podiatry. And if we do, it's going to be related to some of the other specialties as well. So we want everyone to have their own part and ownership in the magazine.
Yes, I think the musical note on the back cover of your magazine, I might be wrong, you know, is the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone, the whole, you know, functional side of things, which is so much. I used to say with my chiropractic friends, they would sing the song opposite, the backbone's connected to the knee bone, and then we would somehow meet in the middle. You've been fortunate to have a couple of great editors with you. You had Jordan Bees with you, initially Foster. You have Janice, who's your also a new editor, and again, because putting together you have some great excitement in your new, I know I wrote an article with you guys, which is what's the next 10 years like? You must have some exciting stuff included in that 10-year anniversary issue.
We do. We have, we have commentary from 20 experts in the field, who write their sort of vision. A lot of it comes back to the growing need for measuring results. Whether it be outcomes measures for their patient, as clinicians need to be more focused on that. The other thing that's exciting from an LER standpoint is we're launching, we've launched LER Consulting, which brings together our 30 years of experience in the lower extremity market to generate content for the clinician to help them grow their practice. So there's clinicians that are wondering how am I not quoted in articles? How do I not get in the media? How does this not happen? And we're that glue that can bring that, make that occur. So we launch LER Consulting.
Hey man, you know, we're always looking for good guests. You know that, Rich. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows. If you look closely enough, you'll probably catch the couple of shows, again, that Rich has been on with us on the Sports Doctor. We go back over 10 years in radio shows you could see who was on, what were the topics, and listen to what you would like. In my drawer somewhere are some of the reel-to-reel and the other radio shows from 10 years before that. But I don't know if I'm going to share those with you. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read half a dozen articles that I participated with Lower Extremity Review, which is orthotics and special shoe gear and skates, where we talk about figure skating to the role of the foot in sports, and so many other different kinds of articles on areas from whether your son or daughter should specialize to one of my most popular, infamous articles, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. Now, I know, Rich, you're the dad of a couple of athletes, so you're one of these sports, you're definitely a sports dad, and you pay big attention in the magazine about prevention of problems. This is such a big area because it's mostly what everybody cares about. How can I prevent problems? And for those who are interested, how can I enhance performance?
Absolutely.
How are you doing, sports dad?
It's been a long road. My daughter is entering her senior year, playing varsity basketball since her freshman year, and we've been on the AAU circuit everywhere from Chicago to D.C. to New Hampshire to Orlando. It's been an interesting process. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of what to do. Learned a lot of what not to do. I've seen it all.
It's a big challenge.
The bad and the ugly. It's a big challenge, and it's a big financial undertaking as well.
Yes, it is.
As we know,
I've had various experts on. I had Michael Klein, a colleague of mine, probably 2 months ago, and that's all we talked about, which was the financial challenge, is one of the biggest concerns in sports parenting with all the travel and the club teams and the traveling teams. What's the website, Rich? People could find out all about Low Extremity Review.
It's easy. It's lermagazine.com.
You can use the search bar. You can search any term, any topic, any product category. If you want to see all our articles on youth sports, you could search youth sports, orthotics, sandals, flip-flops, diabetes, footwear, ankle bracing, basketball, you name it. We've covered it, and it's all in on lermagazine.com.
Yes, and again, the areas that many times are so important. Again, bracing in some of these kinds of situations. You've written quite a bit also about shoe gear. Who are some of the people who are participating in your 10th anniversary who are contributing?
Okay, so we have Sarah Curran, PhD. We have David Kogler, PhD. We have Stefania Fatone, PhD. We have Bruce Latimer. We have Patrick Dehier. We have some clinician, Jared Shapiro. We have Mark Hinkus on the diabetes side. We've got Osterman. We've got Dr. Bob Weil, Bruce Williams, DPM. We have some articles on bike fitting, patient perspective of actually, that was the previous issue. We have complementary approach for you, Bob. We have Technology's Inevitable, Jason Praga. I mean, we've really tapped some experts. And we also have some manufacturers' commentary as well with Michael Rowland, Kendon Howard.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that
about
with
objective
you.
Data. Yes.
You always have new products, different technologies that you feature. I want to ask you a little bit more about that when we come back. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. We're talking with Rich Dubin. He is the publisher. 10th anniversary. Happy anniversary. LER, Low Extremity Magazine. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're talking with Rich Dubin. He's publisher of LER Magazine. We managed to mix in the end of his commercial while we're waiting for him. And we were talking briefly again about the fact that you guys always feature new products that you're excited about. I think that's such a great educational addition for so many of us in so many of the different fields. And I think that's it's got to be a tremendous addition to the magazine, being able to spread the word, so to speak, about the products and situations that you guys are promoting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, we've always took such pride in our editorial content. And I think, you know, that's what has enabled us to be, to bring us to the level that we're at, right? The following and the editorial integrity that we have. But in order to really bridge the gap between the clinician and the manufacturer, you have to incorporate some new products and some advertising and see what is out there, because these are, not only are the clinicians doing some research, but a lot of the research and a lot of new products that are being developed are being, you know, developed by the manufacturers. And you as a clinician need to be aware of these new devices and new products and their applications and how they can help you treat your patients better.
Yes. I want to ask you again about, I think, which is a key a role that you're looking to really pay big attention to. You mentioned it initially in the first segment where you talked about helping the clinicians in all different areas enhance their practice. Talk a little bit about what you guys bring to the table that they could take advantage of.
The clinicians and what they could take advantage of in the pages of LER?
Not only in the paper, but in the program, in the programs that you are having available for the doctor, where you talked about the fact that you have programs.
The consulting side of the business that we're launching?
Yes.
Okay. So we've launched the LER expert, we call that, and that's the consulting side of our business. And that is where you're able, as a clinician, to leverage the 30 years of experience in the market that we have. And that's 30 years of experience generating content, marketing, branding, and so forth. We do a quick 30-minute overview. You do that with me individually. You schedule that. You schedule that online. The website for that is lermagazine.com/expert, or you can email me directly at rich@lermagazine.com. And what we do in that 30 minutes is we ask some key questions, help you uncover what's stopping the growth, and provide you some direction on how to build your practice and the practice that you dream about. It's pretty straightforward. Go ahead.
What disciplines are you including in this effort? I would imagine all of them, but what are some of the ones that you've been incorporating people with?
Currently, matter of fact, today I had a conversation with a podiatrist who has an office on Long Island and an office in New York City, and we are going to be developing a content program around his specific area of expertise. I'm working with an orthotist, chiropractor out in California. So it doesn't matter where you're located. It doesn't matter what practice, you know, what type of practice you have. Because the nature of LER is multidisciplinary, my experience is in that same area.
Yes, and then when you are bringing together again the multidisciplinary approach, you know, sports medicine at whatever level, mm-hmm. you know, health and wellness and fitness at whatever level does involve multidisciplines. And this is something that I think has been, I won't say it's been a secret for a long time, but it's kind of been a semi-secret where, you know, one expert thinks that they've got all the answers in so many different areas. And I think even the mental side, you know, the sports doctor, we pay big attention, Rich, to the mental game, whether it is recovering from injury, whether it is performing at your highest level, whether it is all aspects of that, and their important role in coming together. And I think that that in itself, I think, is a great teaching tool where when you're talking to so many different disciplines, whether, again, like you said, whether it's athletic trainers, whether it's the personal trainer, whether it's strength and conditioning coaches, whether it's the orthopedic, the podiatry community, the chiropractic community, again, the orthotist community, like you mentioned, is a key one also. And you pay big attention to all different ages. I like to say LER deals with from 3 to 103.
Absolutely. Pediatric
To geriatric. I mean, you know, because the issues that many, as you know, as a clinician, the issues that many many older adults face are issues that could have been avoided had they done some different things in when they were younger.
Yes.
We know that. I mean, I play basketball. I'm active, and I think I'm relatively healthy. But, you know, I don't recover as fast as I used to, so I have to eat better. I have to do certain things to take care of my health and well-being, or else I'm more at risk for injury. I have to sleep better. You know, there's so many different areas that just get missed. And because of the nature of LER and because of the reach that we have and the broad-based approach, we're able to touch on so many different areas and how they relate to all the specialties, not just one.
Yes, and in the senior, super senior population, Rich, there's no area that's involving more attention than fall prevention.
Right.
And right. You guys have featured lots of stuff on that, whether we're talking about what's the best shoe gear, whether we're talking about what type of exercises, whether we're talking about the article I wrote with my colleague, who was the co-author of Hashtag Sports Parents, a previous book before that was called Empowered Aging, and I wrote a chapter called Aging is a Balancing Act. Now, besides being cute with the title, I really talked about the importance of balance exercise. The older we get, the more we incorporate it, and I know, again, LER has paid a lot of attention in that regard.
Fall risk is enormous. But we've done articles. We just did an article just a couple of months ago on glaucoma, gait changes in fall risk, footwear designed to reduce risk of falling, you know, ill-fitting footwear and risk of falls in the elderly. And the other thing is every article that's published in LER is referenced. So you know that the credibility is there. We're not just getting clinicians to write some opinion about what they think. Everything that's published within LER is fact-checked. And that's what's key for the clinicians, and that's why we've been able to establish the position we have in the market, is because they're able to trust what they read.
The title, Lower Extremity Review, your old title in the world of biomechanics, which is, you know, how do the different aspects of the body, the muscles, the tendons, the joints, how do they work in unison? How do they work together? And that type of function becomes so important, especially in this day and age where, you know, health and wellness involves walking, involves being active. And again, regardless of who you are, one of your biggest concerns is, how can I prevent having problems? How can I prevent, you know, hurting myself, let alone at the highest level of sports? Regardless of the age, you mentioned, you know, your young daughter. How old is she? High school? She's graduating high school basketball?
She'll be a senior this year, so she's going into her senior. She's 17. And she's going to play basketball at the collegiate level. I mean, we're on these recruiting visits. That's a whole other ball game.
Hey, you know, Dad, strengthen those feet and ankles, Dad.
I'm a firm believer. She has custom orthotics, and she had a couple of tough ankle sprains this year, as I've mentioned to you, Bob, and she's wearing ankle braces now. So, I mean, these are things that I believe.
Give me the website, Rich. Give me the website again.
LERmagazine.com.
Rich Dubin, the publisher.
Yeah.
Raising a glass, Rich, on your 10th anniversary. And hold
Thank
on,
you,
Rich.
Bob.
Everybody, we will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. What a dynamite show. Another dynamite show on the Sports Doctor. It's the Sports Doctor's In segment, where we talk about some upcoming guests and topics, answer a few emails. And next week, we've got Sarah Oster, sound bath. You know, music therapy has been around for, I don't know, a million years. The whole idea, enhancing recovery, health and wellness, sound bath, fascinating. Looking forward to her joining me. And Coach Reed Maltby, he is a champion of coaching coaches, all aspects of youth sports. He's on the docket. Following week, one of my podiatry colleagues, Dr. Doug Ritchie, he's the creator of the Ritchie Brace, which has revolutionized podiatry in many, many ways. He'll be joining me. And then Dr. Stitzpoitis, we're going to be talking about vision with a optometrist with a new book out of New Jersey. Great stuff coming up on the Sports Doctor. Where we got a couple emails here. Okay, Paul, great question. Is foot type inherited? It very often is, Paul. I'd say 75% of the time we will see, he's flat-footed or pronated just like his dad. He's got bow legs and high arches just like his family. The grandma had bunions, hammer toes. So did her daughter. So we want to be aware that if mom or dad or grandma and grandpa have had foot issues, then you want to be aware of paying attention early, because there's lots of things that could be done, starting with properly fitting proper shoes and absolutely including custom orthotics when we're trying to intercede over the development, using bunions as an example. That bump from the dislocation of the big toe joint, you're not born with that bump in the dislocated toe, almost without exception. It develops over time because of the foot mechanics that are involved. So in my surgical career a couple of decades ago, we would see bunion surgery on a 75-year-old grandma. We would see bunion surgery on her 45, 50-year-old daughter. We would see bunion surgery potential on her 25-year-old daughter. So you want to pay attention that maybe 75% of the time foot type is inherited. Pay attention, see podiatry, tune into that. Doug says, my 14-year-old daughter plays serious tennis almost every day, almost year-round. She's had heel problems for a couple of years already. You know, Doug, there's a large growth center that at 14 years old might be just about solidified in the heel, and it's commonly aggravated in running and jumping sports. When we also have a foot imbalance, let's talk about commonly overpronated feet, tendency towards flat-type foot where there is shearing force underneath the heel, then that problem could be aggravated and perpetuated. I've been putting orthotics in tennis player shoes going back to Tracy Austin and John McEnroe, man. And all sorts of adolescents. You want to see podiatry, ideally sports podiatry, so that you can make sure that your daughter is in the best tennis shoe for her foot type, and to talk about the paying attention to the role of orthotics, especially with her history of having had heel problems. It will stop her. There aren't many sports more physical than tennis, especially in this day and age. So you want to get to the bottom of what is the problem and why is it being perpetuated or ongoing. Candy says, I'm 40 years old. I have an on and off plantar fasciitis. The doctor mentioned cortisone injections. You know, Candy, cortisone injections can be very helpful, very effective, but it's almost never my first choice. The question is, plantar fasciitis is an inflammation of the arch and the arch's attachment to the heel on the bottom of the foot. Plantar fascia is a fan-like, tendon-like material that attaches the toes to the heel, and it's commonly aggravated with excessive stretching of that attachment. And both the high arch foot, because of a bowstring-like tension to that area, and the flat-type foot more commonly, which is pulling and stretching that area, is the problem. So we're literally looking at orthotics and even over-the-counter arch supports initially. We're looking at over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, the ibuprofens, the Aleves, short-term, and physical therapy. If those things are not effective, we might include injections in certain instances, but prolonged or consistent injections aren't a good idea because there is a deteriorating effect when cortisone is used, so we don't recommend more than two or three injections over a 6 month or a 12 month period, but I wouldn't look at doing it first. Rich says, what is hallux rigidus? Hallux is the medical term for the big toe, Rich. Rigidus usually involves arthritis, a joint irritation, wear and tear, and when it's fairly involved, we can start getting a limitation of the range of motion, which is a very important range of motion. You need 45, 50 degrees of bendability of your big toes to move forward. When we've got that condition, it hurts. And there are various conservative measures involving orthotic inserts, other kinds of treatments to redistribute weight. On occasion, it's a surgical problem to have to remove bone spurs or pay attention to the condition of arthritis. But again, I don't look at surgery as the first choice. I really recommend that people look at conservative methods. I've had a lot of patients who, with the right orthotic, with what's called a Morton's extension or an extension underneath that big toe, where they're still active in sports, and there are all sorts of different levels or of that particular condition, beginning, much more aggressive, et cetera. So see a good foot specialist to see where you fit in and what could be done. You know, Tina, if we have more time, your chapter, Youth, Sports, and Drugs, is something that's so important. Yes, it is, Tina. I can't tell you how common it is for teenagers in sports to live on over-the-counter pain pills and anti-inflammatories. And our culture, every day we are deluged with television commercials. I wish we could stop them. United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that even allows it, that allows constant advertising on television of prescription drugs. It's one of the reasons I'm very excited about CBD oil, the effects, the positive effects of cannabinoids and medical marijuana without the THC and getting high effect, natural remedies. So here's my bottom line for parents. If your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You got to back off. We do not want somebody living on pain medicine. Check their schedule. We're out of time, everybody. The Sports Doctor. Catch you next week. SportsDoctorRadio.com. Thanks, everybody.